It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, see, I'm okay if you call the Guardians Game 1 a must-win. Just not another Browns game until they actually, I don't know, win or until it's like late October.
Well, but until they're actually like mathematically eliminated and then it actually is a must win.
Then none of it matters. Then we just start getting ready to, for next year and look at mock drafts again. But
under 200 days.
We've been trying to get this topic going because you are going to be staying at... All right, you have to walk me through this because it's not. I'm not saying it's convoluted, but there's a lot of details here that my brain can't comprehend.
Yeah. So next weekend, I'm going to cover the Browns Eagles game in Philly, and I have like some of these trips. I'm just like staying with family to save money for the company that I work for, and so my sister-in-law. Right now, my brother, and my sister-in-law live separate of each other because my brother's in the Marines. He's stationed down in North Carolina. She's going to school in Philly right now. So she lives in Philly. They have a place there. Initially, when I was telling them about this trip, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there. Like, it'll be cool. We can, you know, and I said, like, maybe I was bringing my wife and my son with me. Like, it'll be a whole family thing. We're going to do a whole weekend. And it was like, yeah, we can catch up and see each other. It'll be great. Found out a couple weeks back, my brother was texting me, and he was like, yeah, you know, Anna's coming down to visit this weekend. And I was like, wait a minute, that's the weekend I was supposed to be coming there. Like, what am I going to do? And so they kind of talked about it, and they were like, hey, we're cool with you staying at our place while we're not there, the three of you, me, my wife, and my son. And so I told my wife this, and her first reaction...
A lot of my wife's here to start the survey. Sorry.
Her reaction when I told her was, well, that seems kind of weird to like stay somewhere when the people that we're related to aren't going to be there. I don't know how I feel about that. And I was like, I was kind of just like, what's so weird about that? Like, it's my brother. It's like as close as it can get in terms of a family connection. Our sister-in-law, it doesn't seem that weird to me. If the roles were reversed and they were passing through Cleveland, we were on vacation, I'd give them the code to the door so they could stay for a couple days. And so now this has opened up this can of worms where I'm now thinking, like, is it weird to stay at somebody that you're related to's house when they're not there? Or what is the level of relationship that is allowed?
So, one, it'd be much weirder if you were staying there and your sister-in-law was staying there and your brother wasn't there and your wife and kid weren't there. That, I don't know why, but I instantly was like, because I have...
Sounds like the plot of some future movie or something that's going to be on the Dateline.
I've got like three brothers, sister, and five stepsisters, and no to any of these scenarios. Now, that being said, I don't think it's weird at all. Like, granted, I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, but like...
I'm really close with both my siblings. My brother and I, we got like super close when he was in high school and I was living at home, like... fresh out of college, and so we got like really close in that age, in that sort of age range between us, because we're 6 years apart, so there is a distance there. But I've gotten to know my sister-in-law through him, and she's great, and we love her, and she's come to visit us a bunch of times. So it's a good relationship, but it's not like weird where I'm like asking out of the blue.
Well, but I think where I think I am with this is I think the only thing flawed here is I don't think it's like a unilateral, like, well, your brothers and sisters, yes, but not your cousins. It is totally on a case-by-case basis. Like, one, who I would let stay at my house with me not there and my family not there, case-by-case basis. Two, whose house without them there?
Is it exclusive to family, though? No, or are there friends that you would let stay at your house?
My cabin boys can stay at my house when me and my family aren't there if ever they need it. Even if I'm there, whatever the no. Not every one of my siblings or cousins or anybody I'm related to can be there.
So you're saying it's not just like immediate family, is
no.
it? It could expand out to like a cousin that you feel really close with.
Well, no, it's more exclusionary. Now, I'm not going to go like person by person, but I definitely, when I thought of like, there's like somebody I thought of in my family, I'm like, yeah, you're not staying at my house if I'm not there. Mostly because I don't want to come home and my place is trashed. And I know we're all adults. No. But is there for you, is there like a cutoff? Do you just do it by like levels of family?
Yeah, now that my wife like put into the ether of this idea of like, well, that seems kind of weird to me. I've like thought about this more now the last like month or so since we were like talking all this through. Like obviously like if it was my parents, fine. If it was my immediate siblings, fine. I don't know. Like I have some cousins that I'm closer with than others. I don't know that I want my cousins necessarily staying at my house because I don't know that I know my cousins that well where I like trust them wholeheartedly not to like do something or whatever.
I agree with you, it's case by case though.
Because there are friends, like I do have some really, really close friends that if they like really in a pinch wanted to stay there, I'd be like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
There are cousins that I trust more than siblings. There are friends that I trust more than, and again, it's like,
I trust both my siblings enough that I would let them both.
In a pinch, if it really needed, anyone can stay. But if I could do without... Yeah, I would have to be the bouncer because Vanessa's too nice. But yeah, I have a list, and if you're not on the list, you ain't coming over.
So the follow up question to this then is like, what's the length of time that you're like comfortable with? Like, is it endless?
Yeah.
Or is it like a weekend?
No, there's no. Listen, if I trust you to stay at my house without me there, it can be a month. If I'm not there for a month, might as well somebody be there. Right? Like, there's no like amount of time where it get weird for me. When somebody's staying with you. And they live locally, and like that's when it gets awkward. But if I'm not there, if somehow I ever get that rich where I can not have, hey, I own a house and I'm not there for a month, yeah, no, there's no amount of time. For you?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a week I feel like it'd start to get like a little weird.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not there. You wouldn't feel any of the vibes.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
216-474-0092. Are you comfortable letting people stay at your house when you're not there? And what are the rings of trust? This is what we're going to call them. John, do you have any sort of dividing lines on how long someone can stay at your house without you being there? Friends, family, otherwise?
Not really. I'm really close to my family. I know which friends I can trust. So, you know, it's, hey, man. Mi casa, su casa. I'm also Italian, so that kind of plays into it as well. So
I love it. Excellent. So you did call in also to get into which game is more important that they win, the Guardians game one or Browns on Sunday. What you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it's the playoff game with the guards, but I think you know, you guys are talking about the pressures on us for the series. I don't necessarily think it's for the series. I think it's strictly on game one because – no matter what happens in game one, the Tigers are going into game two just completely mellow. You know, they're cool with everything because they know Scooble's going. So if we can pop them in the mouth in game one, I think what happens then is you kind of put that little bit of a shadow of a doubt in them saying, okay, well, not only are you beatable, but, you know, your run, maybe you're not as hot as you think. So we don't want to give them that added momentum with Skubal with a game one win. So I think the huge pressure is on us for game one. But the rest of the series, I just want them to be competitive. I don't want to see the offense turtle. I don't want to get swept. Like I want to see them be competitive because these last few series we've had in the playoffs have not been great.
John, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. John in Wandsworth, my hometown. Peter in Perrysburg, real quick, buddy. Are you comfortable letting anyone stay at your house when you're not there, or do you have exclusionary lists or levels in your family?
Nope. You can stay. Three rules. You break it, you buy it, feed the cats, and don't touch my records.
All right, I'm coming over
don't
then.
Touch the records. Now coming we're talking there, Peter. Real quick, buddy, what was your take on the Gardos?
The last caller was dead on. It's a must win in game one, but for the series, the pressure's off, I think, because, again, the Tigers are on fire. They're going into the series with, you know, so much momentum. Everyone's probably like, oh, well, they're just going to go right past the Guardians. But here's the thing. I am piping mad by that so-called friend of yours who called in and is just like, oh, yeah, it's 1-1, no doubt, and probably 2-0 when we go back to Detroit. Really? You're that arrogant. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. And they're incredibly arrogant, and it's the playoffs. That can come back to bite you in the butt, okay?
Are you willing bring on the Tigers, Peter?
I wanted the Tigers.
Yeah.
I wanted
all right.
the Tigers.
That's two people away.
Here's why. That your friend from Detroit who called in didn't factor in. We saw them 13 times this year. Okay? We've seen them. It's not like we only played them like four times or six times. We've seen them a ton. So we probably have really good scouting on them. Okay? The arrogance. I mean, they've probably already in their minds blown past us to the Yankees. Bring them on. I thought it was going to be competitive, but I hope we sweep their asses out of town.
That's what I'm talking about, Peter. We appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff. Have a good weekend, bud. Peter in Perrysburg. I must have said Petersburg. That would have been weird.
Double P's.
You got to love the double P's. When we come back, Daryl Ryder.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.